Let's see, how many of us are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, you're kind of older than the kids, so you have to count as a couple. I'm going to tell you a story about a guy named Joseph. Can you say Joseph?
Joseph.
Well, Joseph had a lot of brothers. How many brothers do you think he had? Anyone want to guess?
20.
Less than 20. That's good.
1 million.
Well, eventually, figuratively. No, Joseph had about 12 brothers. Now, again, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. So if there was that many more over here, that would be all one family. Well, Joseph was the baby. He was the young one, and his daddy really loved him. In fact, one of the things he did is he grew up and he became a young man. His mother and father made him a beautiful, beautiful coat full of every color you can imagine. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
It had pink in it. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Green. It had green in it. Can you think of another color?
Blue.
It had blue in it.
Pink.
Pink, it had some pink too. So it had all these beautiful colors, and he put it on, and he was so proud of it, and he walks out to all his brothers, and he said, "Look at this beautiful coat that Mom and Dad gave me." You know what they said? "Why did you get it? Why didn't we get a coat?" I know some of you have brothers and sisters, and you know that feeling when your brother gets something, and you don't get it? Why? It's not fair.
Austin, my brother, sister.
Are you serious? And you have the fire truck, but did he get a fire truck? See, that's not fair. Dad. So anyway, Joseph has his coat of many, many colors, and it's beautiful, but his brothers were mad because he didn't get it. Well, then one night, Joseph goes to sleep, just like this. And while he was sleeping, he had a dream, and in this dream, he stands in his coat of many colors, and all his brothers came around him, and you know what they did? They normally picked on him because he was the young one. But in his dream, they all bowed down to Joseph. That's exactly what his brothers thought. They bowed down to him. And so he wakes up in the morning and he goes out and he tells his brothers. He said, "You'll never believe this cool dream I had. I had this dream that I stood up to all of you guys and you bowed down to me." And his brothers weren't excited. It made them dislike him even more. So one day, all his brothers were out working in the field. They were sweating. They were having to stay out there with the smelly animals. And Joseph comes out in his coat of many, many colors, the pink and the green and the blue. And his brothers, older brother, said, "I'm sick of this guy. Let's get rid of him." "What do you mean, let's get rid of him?" He said, "Let's just get rid of him." So they grabbed Joseph and they beat him up and they threw him down in a big hole. And his other brother said, "Now, what are we going to tell Dad when we go home? He's going to say, 'Where's Joseph?'" He said, Okay. So they grabbed his coat of many colors, and they took it, and they tore it, and then they killed an animal, and they splashed the blood all over it so it would look like something horrible had happened. And they took the jacket home to his dad, and he said, "Dad, look what happened to Joseph. He got attacked by a wild animal, and he's dead." Which was not true. But what's true is that Joseph was all by himself at the bottom of a deep pit. And next week I'm going to tell you what happened. You got to come back. Tell your mamas and daddies you got to come back next week. And you too. Let's pray for Joseph.
That's not true.
God, we thank you for your word and these stories, timeless as they are. I can relate because I think all of us have lived long enough to know they're not everybody likes us. But thankfully, you're always there. And I just pray that these little ones that are gathered around here, that they will grow up always being protected by your love and your grace, that they will always know you, know your truth, and live accordingly. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.